In order to qualify for the right of abode in Hong Kong, you have to show that you've been continuously an ordinary resident for a period of not less than 7 years. You need to have held a residence visa throughout all of this time, and any absences that manifested themselves during those 7 years need to have been of a merely temporary nature, as evidenced by what you leave behind to return back to at the end of your temporary stay abroad. So in this question, the issue is whether the 2 years that you spent not holding a residence visa, being outside of Hong Kong, studying in Beijing, and then ultimately returning back to Hong Kong, whether that, in your life circumstances, together with the fact that you have family in Hong Kong, or there's a child that you've been returning back to throughout those 2 years, will that time spent in Beijing serve to break your continuity of ordinary residence for the purposes of that right of abode application? Now, my experience, the answer is I think that you've probably broken your continuity of residence, unfortunately. Although the concept of permanent residency is granted on the strength of the notion of settlement, and you certainly have an opportunity to put forward an argument once you've been here for 7 years to suggest that even though you did spend a couple of years on a temporary sojourn abroad, you did have everything in place throughout that time to suggest through your pattern of behaviour and the fact that you returned back to Hong Kong once your studies were complete, that time spent away did not in fact break your continuity of ordinary residence. But it's one of those situations where you will only know once you have made your application. The challenge, I think, is going to be that the Immigration Department are probably going to apply the hard and fast rule against you, which suggests that because you didn't have a residence visa during those 2 years, and perhaps the circumstances in your life precluded you from possessing that residence visa in any event, but I suspect that the department are going to hold those 2 years against you, and the clock's only going to start ticking against on the day that you came back in February 2011, which is a pity. But my earnest advice is get to 7 years and give it a try. It doesn't cost you anything to make that application. Argue forthrightly that you were settled in Hong Kong throughout all of that time, that you did have a child here, that you did come back. It was just that you didn't have the necessary circumstances because of your life plans at that time to avail you with a residence visa for Hong Kong, and consequently you weren't in a position to possess one. That's the argument that I'd adopt. Usually only a time spent in Hong Kong as a visitor during the state of administrative flux, that is while your residence visa was in the state of administrative flux, counts towards the 7 years. But any time on an extended basis, where you, such as 2 years, where you didn't possess a residence visa, I think the Immigration Department are going to give you a hard time about that. But give it a try nonetheless.